Yes, hanging out at the Royal American downtown with the DA of Charleston Law. He is the great attorney, David Aller. DA, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear about you coming back safely from your trip, but I'm worried you may go out there and never come back.
I know. I was going to say you should have joined me in Phoenix, Tempe, Arizona. I would love to live out there. Very nice.
Yeah, nice scenery out here as well.
Yes, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They have a great breweries too. And the music fest I went to, the Innings Festival, first rate. Plus, Cactus League Baseball was so much fun. Got to see Mike Trout and Chris Bryant and the Giants and the Angels and the Cubbies and the Mariners. Great time.
You can't beat that. Well, who was the best act you saw at the Innings concert?
I like this girl who's originally from South Carolina, who I've always been a big fan of. Her name is Nikki Lane, and she's kind of a throwback to like Loretta Lynn or something. She's like old school country, but with a good modern day attitude, and she kicks ass.
She does. I've seen her one time. It was a few years ago, but she puts on quite the show.
Well, Innings Fest was fun, but we've got a lot of stuff happening in Charleston. Oh, the one thing I wanted to talk about, though, was the real ID. We didn't need it yet, but I understand they're having problems. When you go to the airport, it's funny. I tried to get one a couple of years ago. They wouldn't take my birth certificate. It was like totally for money. So I had to spend like $100 to get my birth certificate, a new one with the seal on it from New York. So the real ID thing, I understand, is causing all sorts of problems.
It's only going to cause more problems.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me because I couldn't find my birth certificate or my Social Security card, so I had to reorder them. Yeah, but, you know, the problem that is the biggest is in our state of 4 million something people, not that every single person has a license, but the amount of licenses compared to the amount of people that have gone and actually got the real ID with the date being October of this year is what the issue is. Not just in our state, but several other states as well.
You'd think they're going to have to push that back. I see the federal government saying no, but like all the states are saying we need to push this back even more.
You know, I think they're going to try to. It'll be interesting to see what happens because they've had that hard date now for, man, what, 2 or 3 years? So it's sort of like I got in right before that DMV on Lockwood closed. It just closed in February, and so I went in and got in there real quick. But yeah, there's going to be tons of people that don't ever even read the paper. My buddy Tate Gibbons doesn't even know what real ID means, you know, so much less is he going to get it in time.
So that is still like October 1st, I think, of 2020?
It is. It is.
All right. Well, I got plenty of traveling to do. I'm still maybe thinking of going to Florida for Grapefruit League before March Madness begins. So that gives me like 1 or 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, you got to do that quick. Speaking of Florida, I heard the Braves' new stadium is amazing down there.
That's what I hear. So it's between like Fort Myers and Sarasota. It's now on the Gulf Coast.
Correct. Yeah, it's in the kind of the middle of nowhere. However, it's supposed to be beautiful, really great facilities, a lot of good bars and restaurants that they built just around the stadium. So I want to go down there and check it out.
All right, maybe we'll do some Grapefruit League. I do know that Charleston Wine and Food starts today, and the town will be hopping for this whole weekend.
Yeah, today will be a little soggy for it probably, but hopefully it's going to clear up the rest of this weekend, but maybe cool down some. But so should be a nice weekend either way.
The DA of Charleston Law, two locations, downtown on Broad Street and North Charleston on Leeds Avenue. Call him for all your legal needs. He knows all. He is fun. Oh, we have Angelina behind the bar today at the Royal American, too, which is always nice to see our pal Angelina and having a good time at Royal American. What do you got going on? We know the DA always has some quality events helping the community.
And you know what? Margaret didn't send me the list, so I have no idea. So look on our Facebook page and find out more.
And davidaylor.com.
There you go.
And what's the phone number?
843-577-5530.
David Aller, he is the man to call. He is my agent. We're going to Grapefruit League. We're going to have fun here at Royal American. We're going to have fun all week long for Charleston Wine and Food. And maybe we need to take a trip out to Tempe, Arizona, too, before the year ends.
I like that idea for sure.
Yes, come on. DavidAller.com, the DA of Charleston Law, on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge. Yeah.